website accomplishes some of the agency's broader goals of greater efficiency, greater customer service, and greater transparency. We're very excited about the website and our broader vision.
And so has it ever been the case before that an immigrant or someone waiting for a decision from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services could go online to check the status of where they are or how they're faring?
Certainly not to the extent that we're providing now with this new revamped website. We have a page called My Case Status, which enables an applicant to learn of the status of their particular case and where that status falls in the general procedure, the application procedure. So it's quite innovative.
And what does that mean to the people who are working in the department? Or who's updating the site, Mr. Mayorkas? Is it the caseworkers, or how does that information get fed in?
Our current workers are, and existing resources are dedicated to updating the information regularly. We're on a real-time basis. And as a matter of fact, an applicant who is seeking a benefit from our agency, who registers for updated notifications, will get a ping on a cell phone or by text message or email that their case has proceeded or a development has occurred, and then they can check in and find out what exactly has transpired.
I'm just wondering, does this presume a lot of computer access and skill on the part of a population that may not all have the same level of skill and access?
Well, for those who do not have computer skill and access, we still have our traditional means of providing information. We have a call-in center, we have in-person visits, and we've really gone out and broaden our reach in the community to make those as accessible as possible. For those with computer access, we're very user-friendly. This new website is in plain language and is accessible to those that might not have very technical computer skills.
And it's up and running now, I understand.
Yes, it is. It went live yesterday early evening.
Ah, wonderful. And did you survey your constituents, or I guess the people that are doing business with you, to see how many of them did have access to the internet or were able to use it?
This new website is the product of a very significant level of public engagement. We reached out to our stakeholders and received their input, and their input is reflected in our new design and our new tools. With respect to how many of them already access our older website, we were having about 2.8 million users access our old case status page on a monthly basis.
And so you felt that you had a satisfactory level of participation that you could move to this new system?
Most certainly, and we're hoping that because the new system is so customer-friendly, that access will only increase.
We're talking with Alejandro Mayorkas. He's the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. I was wondering that when you go to a website like this, and I'm looking at it, it's really nicely designed and nice and clean, and a lot of clear explanation on there, as you indicated. That sometimes presupposes that the back-end processes that you're actually using to review the applications themselves have been improved. What are you doing behind the scenes to make sure that the information on the website is accurate and that things are moving along faster?
I am equally proud to tell you that our process times have improved dramatically over the last couple of years. We've reduced our backlogs significantly, and we have met most of our goals that we set for ourselves 2 years ago in providing more rapid service to our customers.
And does that mean that you are processing things more quickly, or can you give us a progress report on that?
We indeed are processing things much more quickly than we have in the past. And one of the beauties of this web redesign is when a customer goes on the My Case Status page and learns of where they stand in the process, they are also able to view what steps lie ahead of them and what our anticipated processing times are for each of those steps.
Is it written in multiple languages, too?
We're very proud to tell you that we have it accessible in the Spanish language. We intend to broaden the scope of the of its availability in Spanish as the days and weeks progress.
Yeah, I can see this now. You can tell how long a request for evidence will take and what's involved there, testing and interview, decision, post-decision activity. So it really does spell out the whole process. It's almost a civics lesson if you just bounce through those big gray circles.
I'm glad you feel that way, and we're extremely proud of it.
And what did it require? Did you have a contractor to help you do all this, or was this pretty much in-house staff, or both?
We used existing resources to get to where we are today, and I must tell you that we achieved this in a 90-day period. The president on June 25th set a 90-day goal for us. We met that. It was a Herculean effort, and we're extremely proud of the people in USCIS who've worked so hard to make this possible today.
And I was wondering, from the back-end data, are you able to give out figures that might be publicly available, say, through the data.gov site that the OMB has set up, on how many, just in macro numbers, how many people have applied for citizenship to the United States, how many people are under review right now? I think those statistics might be fascinating to the public.
You can pull that from the raw data, and we have another page, if you will. It's called the National Dashboard, which gives a picture not of one's particular case, but of national trends, national data, how many cases are pending in a particular area, what the backlogs are.
And so it's all up there.
It's all up there.
And so, do you have any projections, sir, Mr. Mayorkas? Do you think that there'll be X amount of fewer calls to the call center, or that you'll speed up applications and claims by X amount? Have you made those projections, or are you just going to wait to see how things progress?
We're hoping that because we're so proud of this web redesign, and it is such a wonderful tool for the customer, that people will be drawn to it. And we think that it will certainly reduce the number of inquiries that we get through other means.